Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome. We have four lovely guests here. Thank you so much for coming. We're going to call to order a meeting of the Senate Committee on Workforce. Today is Monday, May 8th, 2017. Today, we're going to be having work sessions. Here is Senator Gelser, so we're all set. Today, we will be having work sessions on House Bills 2186, House Bill 2263, and House Bill 2265A. And we are going to have open a work session on House Bill 2186. Deborah, can you summarize the bill, please?
HB 2186 was introduced at the request of the House Interim Committee on Business and Labor for Special Districts Association of Oregon. It allows the director of the Department of Consumer and Business Services to certify self-insured employer group created by intergovernmental agreement as a self-insured employer group for purposes of workers' compensation insurance. There's no fiscal impact and no revenue impact, and the House vote was 58-0.
Okay, Senator Knupp, can I have a motion, please?
Chair Taylor, I move House Bill 2186 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knupp moves House Bill 2186 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. And we will go ahead and have, would anyone like to volunteer to carry this one before
we'll start
I sign?
At this end again?
I guess we'll start. Okay, I guess that's we're starting.
I'm very happy to do that.
Thank you, Senator Gelser. She will carry House Bill 2186. We'll close a work session on House Bill 2186 and open a work session on House Bill 2263. Deborah.
House Bill 2263 was introduced at the request of Governor Kate Brown for the Employment Relations Board. It increased maximum fees for mediation sessions conducted by a mediator assigned by the Employment Relations Board to $625 for the third mediation session and lowers the maximum fee to $625 for the fourth mediation session. It allows the board to establish a fee for providing labor relations and negotiation training. There is no fiscal impact, no revenue impact, and the House vote was 48-8.
Okay, Senator Knupp, motion please.
Chair Taylor, I move House Bill 2263 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation and be referred to Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Senator Knupp moves House Bill 2263 to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation and be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. And we will go ahead and assign.
No, it's Ways and Means.
Oh, no, Ways and Means. Okay, good. Close work session on House Bill 2263 and open work session on House Bill 2265A. Deborah, summarize the bill, please.
HB 2265A was introduced at the request of Governor Kate Brown for the Employment Relations Board. It allows parties negotiating terms of collective bargaining agreement to agree in writing as to when to start the 150-day period after which either party may request mediation. There's no fiscal impact, no revenue impact, and the House vote was 58-1.
Okay, Senator Knupp.
Chair Taylor, I move House Bill 2265A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Knupp moves House Bill 2265A to the floor of the Oregon State Senate with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Actually, Senator Mona Sanderson, would you be willing to carry that bill, please?
Sure.
Okay, great, fantastic. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2265A. And that was quick. I like this committee. I like these committee members. And our next meeting is on Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. We will have a work session on the following bills. House Bill 3437A is for the sole purpose of passing it to another committee. Something was referred to us, but it's going to go to another committee. And then we are going to have a work session on House Bill 2005A, which is pay equity or equal pay bill. And look today on OLUS because we are waiting at any moment for the Dash 28 amendment to come out. And that is based on conversations that have happened here in the committee and input we received from others and from input that's come in through OLUS. And so that should have all the various concerns addressed in the Dash 28 amendment. And Senator Gelser, I understand, cannot be here on Wednesday. And so we will be having the work session without her. So is there any other discussion or anything? Okay, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting on Senate Committee on Workforce. Go ahead and adjourn the meeting on Senate Committee on Workforce.